Welcome to Fed Central, brought to you by Deloitte, a program where executives and federal government leaders talk about the issues and initiatives that are making a real impact on the business of government today to help government help America. Today, we're talking about risk management and what federal leaders need to know to implement an enterprise risk management program. As agencies are struggling with their own set of unique challenges and issues, agency leaders are thinking more strategically about finding innovative ways to run their organizations more effectively. So how can agency leaders get in front of risk before they become a news item, something that is sometimes good and sometimes is not so positive, especially for federal agencies? Today, we talk about this issue with Mark Carey and Debbie Fletcher of Deloitte and Touche LLP. And thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you.
Hey, nice to see you. Mark Carey is currently a partner and the federal market leader of the government's regulatory and risk strategies practice at Deloitte and Touche LLP. He has more than 17 years of risk management and compliance experience. And Debbie Fletcher is a principal and business risk services leader for Deloitte's federal audit and enterprise risk services practice at Deloitte and Touche LLP. She's also been recently appointed as a global public sector enterprise risk services leader, which will help with global industry and sector strategies. Debbie has more than 25 years of experience with financial and risk management disciplines. So welcome to both of you. And let's start with you, Debbie. Let's talk a little bit about risk management and what federal agencies need to know about the climate that, that requires more risk strategies.
Well, there's a variety of programmatic challenges that the federal leaders have always faced. And to some degree, it's likely they've been managing some risks intentionally or unintentionally. However, the challenges are becoming more complex, and the changes are happening at a greater pace. Federal leaders are finding the need to be more in front of these challenges, with this less predictable future. Using a more robust and implementable approach to risk management will certainly help. Even at the recent Federal Enterprise Risk Management Summit, several government leaders spoke about how risk management will become fundamental to how the government operates. For example, this will apply to the approach of making funding decisions. Leaders will want a more thoughtful and systematic approach of risk and how these risks could impact accomplishing critical mission objectives. Agencies and programs that can more clearly connect their budget request with risk will do better as they face these looming budget cuts.
And Debbie, I remember at that conference where some people were talking about the fact that as people do better in the budgeting process, that other agencies will see that, and then risk will become even more of a mainstream topic in the future and in the subsequent budget cycles.
So talk about risk. I mean, just talk about it as a discipline. What is it? What does it mean to federal agencies?
Sure. Well, I mean, the concept of risk goes back a long time. And really at the very core, you're talking about the likelihood and consequence of some type of event that would have an adverse effect on your agency, on your department, your program. And what does that mean? What's a consequence? Well, we could think about the damage to the reputation of the agency, to the leaders within that agency. You can think about financial losses or additional expenditures that were not planned for in the budgeting process. Or even in many cases in the federal government, you can think about the fact that lives are put at risk when things go wrong and when mistakes are made in the federal government.
All right. So that's, those have serious consequences. And that is a sort of a strategic plan then that agencies sort of set out for themselves based on, what might work or what won't work. So does it have a name? I believe enterprise risk management is the term. Explain that. Explain what that is.
Yes. Enterprise risk management, or what we call ERM, is a systematic way to understand and mitigate the greatest risks that could impact the ability of an entire organization, a department, an agency, or even a program to accomplish its mission. So at the highest level, the risk management process is straightforward. There's four parts: simply identify the risk, to assess and measure risk; three, control and manage risk; and four, monitor and report the risk. However, when actually using this risk management process, there's many challenges that make it harder than it sounds to actually implement and operate effectively.
And some of those challenges, Debbie, come from the fact that you're trying to manage a whole portfolio or a whole bucket of risk across the entire department. And there are different types of risks. They all have their own ways of being defined and being managed. And so if you're going to try to manage that portfolio, manage that group of risks, how do you do that consistently across your entire organization? And that's kind of where the genesis, or that was the start of this term, enterprise risk management. How do we pull it together instead of thinking about each risk by itself? How do we pull it together across your entire program?
So is this a relatively new concept for federal agencies?
It is relatively new. It's relatively new in the private sector as well. It's really only been the last 20 or so years where people have started to think, hey, let's think about risk in a little bit more holistic way. It's almost like the evolution of strategy. If you go back years before when strategy started to become a common business topic or approach to managing and getting priorities on what has to go right, enterprise risk management is kind of almost the flip side of that coin. It's like the process of what do we have to do to make sure that things, we don't make mistakes. We don't lose out on opportunities to deliver services based on adverse events.
So give us some examples of key risk issues that federal agencies might face, Mark.
It really does go across a wide range of things. Every 2 years, GAO issues a high risk report. And this past year, I think there were over 30 programs that were listed in that report. But if you step back and look at what are the themes that emerge, what are some of the common risks that you find in the federal government space, you have things like management effectiveness, program integrity, fraud, waste, and abuse related issues. You have things related to failures to protect the safety and the security of the public. Acquisition risk is another key topic. So those are some of the things that emerge when you look at it across the federal government.
So is it more like a program management issue? Is that kind of what risk management is?
Risk management can be applied at any level. And when we talk about enterprise risk management, we're talking about whatever the scope is. If you're just talking about a program, if you're talking about an agency, a department, or even the entire federal government, the question is, how do you get that complete view? How do you get that line of sight, whether the risk is emerging in a program, in a functional office, in a certain geography or a certain type of thing that the government, a process or a thing the government's doing? How do you get line of sight into what those risks are and make sure they're being addressed and make sure that they're being managed?
Mm-hmm. And so is that related to program integrity, Debbie? Is that something that has a relationship to what Mark is talking about?
Well, let me start with the view of taxpayers when we talk about program integrity. We can agree, right, that the taxpayers have high expectations that the resources they entrust to the government will be used to provide maximum value with minimal waste, or even better yet, no waste, fraud, or abuse. Federal oversight policy strives to ensure that fraud and abuse are identified in what I'll say is a controlled environment. Controls are put in place to mitigate the issues and prevent intentional or unintentional abuse. So now program integrity is the step after controls. Now we're addressing the waste. Program integrity has the intention of ensuring that the taxpayer, that the federal programs provide the maximum value to achieve their missions with minimal waste. Ideally, the goal is for the agencies and the programs to achieve the highest intent of their mission as efficiently as possible and prevent that fraud and abuse. Using risk methods and tools is one way to help achieve this goal. A risk-based approach to achieving program integrity can be used to assess a program's current state and then implement the methods and tools to increase that likelihood of achieving the program's highest intent.
And Debbie, oftentimes when we go across, so if you look at a program, oftentimes we're talking about program integrity and some of the risk-based methods that Debbie talked about. If you kind of step up a level and go to an operating division or an agency or even a department where you have a lot of programs and there's risk kind of occurring in all of those, oftentimes the term enterprise risk management is being used to understand how you get your arms around not only what's happening at a program level and some of the program integrity issues, but some of the broader risk issues that we mentioned earlier on.
And so agencies can really use risk technologies or risk strategies to sort of make determinations about how they will spend or what they'll act upon. Is that kind of the idea here?
Well, absolutely. And really, risk management in some ways is no different than any other business or management discipline that's being applied in the federal government, other than the topic is risk. So as this discipline has evolved and emerged, you have new risk tools, you have new methodologies, you have new approaches. And so one of the things that we see happening in the federal government is the application of those approaches. And in fact, some of my federal clients have told me, we don't even want to hear what's going on in our peer federal agencies. We want to know what the private sector is doing and how are they applying these concepts to the federal space.
So talk a little bit about that. I mean, obviously, federal managers are very interested in overlaying best practices from private industry, you know, to put to work in the federal government. So is that what Deloitte brings to bear here?
Oh, absolutely. I think one of the reasons that that some of our clients are working with us is because of we have such broad access to what's happening in the private sector. We have this wide range of clients that kind of give us that insight, but it's within the context of federal. I mean, it's one thing to say, hey, here's what the private sector companies are doing, but you have to be able to then say, okay, now let's think about how that applies here in federal and what are the things that will work and how can we manage risk better, but still recognizing some of the limitations and some of the requirements that go along with being a federal leader.
Okay. And some of that would, I assume, mean that a person at an agency, a program manager, whoever it is, would become the risk sort of leader, the person who takes that under their control. Are there, at this point, chief risk officers at federal agencies, Debbie?
Well, chief risk officers, or sometimes called CROs, have been around in the private sector for quite some time. And yes, now you'll see a number of CROs at federal agencies as well. Even if there's not a CRO, several agencies have established department-wide risk policies, which will lend itself to creating a central risk office. We've talked about this challenging environment in the federal government right now. Budget constraints are requiring federal leaders to make almost impossible decisions to where to spend money and yet still achieve their missions. So we believe that the federal agencies will be forced to make a thoughtful and systematic approach to look at their risk across the organization. Creating this central office will be essential to accomplishing such an enterprise-wide view.
And the questions that are considering, that our clients are asking us, that are considering chief risk officers, who would the chief risk officer report to? Where would you place that within within our department? How big is the staff? What are the roles and the decision and the decision rights and the authority that a chief risk officer would have? What's the budget? What's the operating model? Is that chief risk officer making decisions, or are they advising the other leaders and just bringing transparency into the risk issues? I don't think there's any, well, I know there's no one right answer. It has to be fit for the particular situation, the particular mission, and the particular structure of any agency or program.
Well, we'll talk more about that when we return, but let's take a quick break here and be back in just a moment. You're listening to Fed Central on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. We're talking about risk management and what federal agencies need to know with Mark Carey and Debbie Fletcher of Deloitte & Touche LLP. Back in a moment. This is Fed Central. I'm Jane Norris.
Looking for tips to help manage risk in your organization? Deloitte's 9 Principles of a Risk Intelligent Enterprise is the first in a series that provides insights and practical steps for incorporating an enterprise risk management approach within your federal agency, department, and programs. To download the briefing, visit www.deloitte.com/federal. Deloitte, helping government help America.
Welcome back to Fed Central, brought to you by Deloitte. Today we're talking about risk management and what federal agencies need to know in order to implement a risk management strategy. We're talking today to Mark Carey, a partner and federal market leader in the governance, regulatory, and risk strategies sector for Deloitte & Touche LLP. And Debbie Fletcher, she's a principal in the business risk services area and a leader for Deloitte's federal audit and enterprise risk services practice for Deloitte & Touche LLP. So let's pick off where we left off and talk about what some of the key risk issues are that federal agencies are facing, Mark.
Well, some of the key risk issues that we talked about a little bit earlier related to this wide range of risks that they face, which really can be strategic or operational or security related, et cetera. But I think one of the things to really think about is if we're going to do an enterprise risk management type approach, if we're going to do more of a centralized type approach, what are some of those challenges that you typically see? And as we mentioned earlier, everyone has their own definition of risk. People have their own language or way in which describing types of risk. Risk is required. You have to manage a risk that cuts across multiple functional or organizational silos. Sometimes people have to collaborate that where the programs that they operate in or the functions they're responsible for, I mean, they don't even get along or they don't even talk. And so now you're kind of forcing them to collaborate and deal with the risk issue that might cut across both of their functionals or their functional or specific responsibilities. And then you start to get to, well, as we identify risk, how do we know which are the most important ones? What's the best way to figure out the relative priorities between those risks? How much money should we spend or budget for in order to manage or mitigate those risks? And then how do we allocate that limited pool of money between the risks? And then finally, what's the consequence if we miss something? What happens if, are we prepared and how do we address it if something major happens that we did not prepare for specifically?
All right. So these are things that have, you know, certainly questions that have arisen before, maybe in the private sector. So are there some pathways that have been forged already, Debbie? What about the private sector? Is there some, you know, insights that can be brought to the federal sector from the private sector?
Yes, we've actually mentioned one earlier, and that's that we're seeing a trend towards establishing an enterprise risk function or an office. Typically, these are led by a chief risk officer, CRO, or similar title like a risk management officer. There are other trends. One is implementing department-wide risk management policies, or another is using risk modeling and simulation tools. And probably the most interesting development is the idea of thinking about risk tolerances or risk limits in decision-making. While federal leaders are dealing with the challenge of less resources, there's a newer concept forming of doing less with less, not necessarily more with less. Talking about risk tolerances provides managers the ability to decide how much risk can they accept while still accomplishing their mission or objectives.
And on that question around risk tolerances and limits, a lot of times it's something that's implicit. It's never stated out loud. And there's kind of this cultural understanding, but when it comes time to actually execute on that and to really make decisions, and from when someone is faced with a new challenge, or if you have a rapidly changing or a dynamic environment you're operating in, it makes it really hard to apply that concept of risk limits or tolerances because you've never made it explicit. And so one of the things that we're seeing organizations do is take the implicit and make it explicit. How much risk can we take on? And what do we absolutely have to avoid or manage?
All right. So there's a way to actually model this. So an actual tool that will allow agencies to see, you know, the risk that they're taking on and what the benefits or I guess the adverse effects might be. So something called risk analytics or risk modeling simulation. Talk about that, Mark.
Sure. Well, if you think about how much data the federal government has, it probably has more data than any other organization around.
I think that's right.
Well, how can you look at that? What is the analysis that you should do or the analyses you should do that allow you to identify trends, that allow you to make connections or correlations or relationships between these different pieces of data that inform your understanding of risk, so that analysis gives you a better picture. The better you understand it, the better you can make decisions. Now, sometimes, in fact, in many cases, with the big challenges that the federal government has to address, particularly those types of challenges where there's a system-wide effect. So think about the financial system, or where there's a very a lot of different pieces that have to come together that are maybe outside of your direct control. This requires oftentimes more than data, because the data that you have is incomplete. And so modeling and simulation tools and approaches are used. And this is really the whole kind of the idea around risk modeling is to use math in a way to define what the system looks like. And once you get that system defined in a model, you can then manipulate it. You can do different things to see how it reacts, particularly for high-risk areas related to safety and security or natural disasters or the financial system. We can't kind of play with the real world to learn and get better. We have to experiment with a model to see what those second and third order effects and consequences are. And so the idea behind risk modeling and simulation is that it provides you that micro world, that environment in which you can better understand risk. You can look at the different scenarios, you can run your scenario analysis, and then you can apply different risk mitigation approaches to kind of come up with what's the right approach, or what's the best way that we can understand and manage this particular type of risk.
That's interesting. So essentially you can plug in solution A, solution B, solution C, the costs of A, B, and C, and then determine whether A is the best scenario or a combination of A and B or B and C. Is that kind of the idea?
That's exactly right. And it's kind of in a low risk environment, if you will, because you're playing in a virtual world and you're getting to test out those different scenarios. And particularly in kind of the constrained environment that we're looking at in the future, being able to look at your budget, look at how you allocate that money, and what are some of the potential effects, and how might that impact your ability to achieve your mission or to meet your objectives is really a large part of what we're talking about.
Okay. So, Debbie, how do agencies get involved? How do they take their first steps to an enterprise risk management program?
Well, we mentioned earlier developing and a common understanding of risk, a risk framework, et cetera, are very critical. The challenge of gaining the organization's buy-in and commitment to any process also applies to ERM. ERM can represent a significant transformation of how an organization thinks about risk, and therefore usually requires upfront conversations and involvement of key stakeholders.
That's right. And so oftentimes the way that you really then take that to the next level, that we see organizations saying, here's how we'll get started. Really two things. One is, what's our current capability? What are the systems and the structures, the process, the modeling, the analytics, all those different pieces? Kind of forget what the type of risk is, but how good are we at managing risk in general? And if we want to get to the next level, what are those infrastructural or process or tools that we need to put in place? That's the first. Then the second dimension is, okay, what are our top risks? What are the top 10 or 15 risks? Do we have someone assigned to be responsible for those? And how good are we doing at managing those specific risks? So if you take it, what's our general capability around risk, and then what are our top risks and how good are we at managing those? That typically provides a pretty good roadmap for how you want to move forward. You want to make sure you address some key priorities as well as plan for the future and build the structure that you need to successfully manage risk into the future.
Okay, so there must be some challenges involved in getting all of this implemented. It sounds like agencies would really need to provide very specific kinds of data in order to get the output that they're looking for. Is that right?
Well, that's right. And they're just like any other program, there are always challenges with moving forward. Finding the right business case for your agency. What is the low-hanging fruit? What are the risk challenges that we can address in the short term so you can get some kind of quick hits, build some support for your leadership team, build support from your stakeholders so that you can move forward to a more sustainable risk management capability.
Mm-hmm. And so if you're making those decisions and you're sort of trying to make those determinations, you know, what do agencies really need to take into consideration in order to enter into the possibility of an enterprise risk management program?
Well, there's I think as we talked about a couple of minutes ago, the idea of understanding the key risks. And so if you think about someone going through, and you know, most agencies or programs have hundreds of risks that could affect them. So you need to get your arms around what are the critical few.
What areas in your agency really need the attention? You know, what areas where you really have to make evaluation decisions, and you need some assistance in order to do that. That's kind of what I'm getting.
Right. And as you go down through that process, you will often get a lot of insight on, well, what are the structural issues with how we think about and manage risk? Well, we never have the data that we need. It's, you know, we're always kind of relying on gut feel, or we have challenges in our department of talking openly about risk issues because there's kind of this fear of providing that transparency into what might go wrong. That's kind of one side of it. And then looking at the systems. Do we have the right risk tools? Do we have the right methods that we're using? Does our leadership understand and buy into it? Do we have the right culture that's being set at the top of our organization, et cetera, those types of questions.
All right. So those are important questions to be asked. So what recommendations can both of you offer federal leaders as they're looking at the potential here for enterprise risk management? Debbie, I'll start with you.
Identifying the most critical risks that could impact the mission, and I think Mark just talked about that. That seems to be very key. Also, allocating the limited budgets and resources to mitigate those risks, thinking through all those problems is really important upfront early, and making sure that there's a department-wide buy-in to those decisions.
And then also making sure that, as the things that Debbie talked about, but getting that integrated into how you manage your organization, how you look at strategy, how you measure performance, how you do your budgeting process, making sure that risk is a consideration. The idea of risk is not that it slows down. It's not that it prevents you from doing the things that you need to, but the better you understand it, the better you can clarify and articulate what are the issues that we have to address, the easier it is to manage those risks by providing that transparency. We have a set of principles, our nine principles that we think really cut across all organizations. We've just revised those and released those for the federal marketplace. So those will be available for people to look at and use those as a guide to how should we think about risk, and what are some of the key principles that we should try to adopt into our organization.
And all of that data and material will be available at federalnewsradio.com on the FedCentral site, and we'll certainly direct you to the Deloitte site as well. So thank you both for joining us today to talk about this issue, risk management, and what federal agencies need to know to think about a risk program for themselves. You've been listening to Fed Central on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Jane Norris. Thanks so much for joining us.
This has been Fed Central on Federal News Radio 1500 AM with Jane Norris, your host. Make sure to tune in again in 2 weeks for another edition of Fed Central on Federal News Radio 1500 AM and on federalnewsradio.com/FedCentral.